I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
By the way, it's a lock. I was by far the most cash-poor person at all of MGM National Harbor yesterday.
I was the high rollers.
No, I'm just saying what I brought to the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what was in my wallet. I'll show it to you on NBC Sports Washington. EB would be butt size. I have a coupon for $1.50 off two Skinny Pops. Okay, that.
I like that.
All right.
Let's see.
Drab T-shirt will like this. I have two Loser Mega Millions tickets.
These are worth nothing. When they're losers. So bitter.
These are worth zero. Right. And I believe for whatever reason, I had one penny tucked into my wallet.
No money.
I mean, I was down to the nubbins. I brought nothing.
Right.
Didn't play a single table game. I just walked through, and I was browsing, and I was so cash poor.
Right.
I'm sure you bought your wife some shoes at Sarah Jessica Parker's boutique, right?
Yeah, arms full of $400 shoes, JP. During a pandemic.
400 is probably light there.
You're probably right. This will surprise you. Never stepped foot into SJP. I've walked by it 100 times. Yeah. Never, ever ventured in.
Well, you know the store is out of your range when you walk in and it's a full storefront and there are 9 pairs of shoes. You're like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
that's
know.
It.
I haven't been in
and they don't have prices.
Do you think I've walked into the Breitling watch store?
Yeah.
No. Never. I've walked by it a million times.
But I bet you've gone to Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. The Starbucks. You know what? The spot I need to hit is, I think it's Vietnamese fusion. I think it's called Saigon Street. It looks delicious.
Is that the new spot that they put in?
Yeah. I want to say it's like within the past 18 months.
Yeah.
Haven't eaten there yet. Need to try it.
So Jason was out at Raspberry yesterday, so I'm going to be out at Raspberry Falls today.
Yep.
And I haven't even looked at the weather. I've just been overwhelmed. Is the weather supposed to be decent today?
It's perfect. Yeah, I just went outside.
High 80s. It's going to be hot.
Yeah, I don't mind heat. But, I mean, it's going to be nice. I just don't want rain.
Oh, it won't rain.
Rain ruins my
life.
No.
You'll be fine.
But I told you that I'm running out of eggs. And I told Tom, I just like to have freshies. You know what I mean? I like to have the sleeve.
Uh-huh.
So I went into my garage, and I'm down to these, and I never want to hit these, but I'm going to hit these. Can you see? You see it?
Masters logo?
Yeah, my Masters balls.
Where'd you get those? Who gave those to you?
Somebody gave it to me. I told you they're silly, and I don't want to hit these.
From 2009.
So you've had them for 11 years.
Those are going to explode when you hit
them.
Yeah, good. I don't know if you should use. You probably shouldn't use them.
This is Fred Ridley.
That's what I asked, and you guys mocked me when I said this a couple weeks ago.
What are you going to do with them? Are you going to put them on display in your house?
I don't know. They just seem special to me.
They are.
They are. They've got the logo.
They're from Augusta's, Fred Ridley. I advise you to hit those old eggs.
Who won that year?
Course.
2000. Oh, that's a good question. Who won in 2009? 2000?
Was that Roy? Is that Zach Johnson?
Maybe.
If you say so.
Is it Wusthuizen?
I'm praying it's Wusthuizen.
I can't hit him if it's Wusthuizen. But I'm gonna every time I pump one into the woods or something, I'm gonna be bitter.
When did Usti win the Masters?
What a loser! What a boring winner. Angel Cabrera.
Oh, batty. Hit him away, EB. Just that year's not special.
Was chain smoking up 18.
Yeah. I don't think Usti ever won the Masters.
Yeah, I think he won, what did he win, a PGA or USA? I can't even remember.
No, Cabrera.
He's not silly enough to
no,
win the Masters.
No, he won a
Masters.
British.
Hey, so can we go to break? Because my wife just brought me down some silly chocolate chip pancakes.
Just eat them. Who cares? So here's my question. These balls have never been broken out. Are they? Do they like not hit as well now? Now, they're actually not Pro Vs.
What are they?
They're NXTs, NXT Extremes.
Oh,
they're probably
no,
nubs.
They had Pro Vs, though.
You can't
before.
Tell with your game.
Oh, I know. Correct.
I know, JP. I'm just golf ball shaming him.
You know,
that's
on
all.
The first, you know, why don't you take those balls at Raspberry? When you get to the first lake or water hazard, throw them in.
No, they're too pretty.
Hey, you know, we can always call our man Scott Bavaro, works for TaylorMade.
And ask for some TaylorMade.
Look at that connection.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not worried. I mean, Tom's going to hook me.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, and I have a fistful of, you know, I got tons of them in my bag, but I like to, you know, I'm a snob. I like them fresh out of the box.
You know what? You could always, I guarantee you, if you called or texted Buddy Christensen and golfed him, he'd hook you.
No, I know, but I don't want to do that.
I'm not
looking for a hookup, Jason.
You're having a very first world problem.
What do you mean you're not looking for a hookup?
Of course you're looking for a hookup.
The Tom Healy thing is a hookup.
Okay,
it's exactly
that's
what you're looking for.
No. This was not a calculated move to come on and have someone offer me free golf balls. Oh. It literally was.
Sounded like it.
No, I wasn't doing that. This literally was because I wanted to show you the little Augusta ball and how cool it is. And it's a shame
it's
I'm going to pump
that cool
three of
at all.
These. Well, it is to Jason.
I think it is.
Yeah. I'm going to pump these into the woods, and it's going to be a shame. But all right.
Don't play them, Rick.
I wanted to play them.
They're too nice. I agree.
You're with me, right?
Nice. Put them on your mantle. It's a conversation piece.
I think they're kind of cool.
Conversation piece.
Drabby doesn't even play golf.
Yeah.
I mean, those balls.
I think
are
he's
one,
being sarcastic.
Those balls are one step ahead of Mojo's.
Yeah, right.
No,
what if you
true.
Meet Ben Crenshaw one year and he can just sign one for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's going to walk into EB's house and say, those are some nice 2009 Masters balls you have in your mantle.
I'm begging you to play them, and then when you spray them all over the course, and then someone else goes out there to play Raspberry and picks it up and say, oh, this is EB's silly ball.
Yeah, you should sign it with a Sharpie, Rick. Put EB on there.
I used to get balls with my name on them. What happened to those?
Well, that's stupid.
Diva.
Why would you get a golf ball with your name on it?
Well, no, because like Titleist or whoever would do it. I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, you're not silly.
Last thing I want is somebody digging in the weeds and finding a ball with John Allville written on it. I'd be so Rick.
It's embarrassing. Well, didn't Valdez find a ball that he thought was Tiger's one?
Yeah, it was Tiger's Bridgestone ball.
Where was it? What course?
Torrey Pines.
No, it was. It turns out it's a ball that it marketed.
It was at Torrey Pines, and Tiger played a practice round there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you think he placed one in
2 weeks prior? Yeah,
I think there's a possibility that Tiger pumped one into the rough and couldn't find it, and then
pumped one in over where you play from. No chance.
I hit it pretty far.
Tiger far?
Well, I'm not playing the same tees as him, Rick.
True.
I think it's a possibility that Tiger's ball is mine. And by the way, it's still in a Ziploc bag, so we can do a DNA sample on it.
Oh, that's right. I like
I wanted
idea.
To do a DNA sample.
Right. Are you Dexter?
Didn't we find out they sell those like exact balls at Walmart or something?
Yes, of course. Yeah, they sell them at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. All right, they do that, but it's also – but by the way, what hack is going to play a Tiger-engraved ball at Torrey Pines? Right?
There's probably thousands of them.
I think it's a possibility that I found Tiger's
well,
ball.
Well, then right. Have it tested.
Yeah, but get the DNA.
Yeah, get your expert
in studio. What are you going to compare it to?
Well, what about fingerprints?
What's your control?
All right, you go over, drive over down to Florida.
If I will say, if it's Tiger's fingerprint or Joe LaCava's, then I'm money.
Then you win.
Yeah, then I win.
You win, for sure. 100%. All right, well, I got it. Jason, how long do you think the drive's going to take from here?
I hope it takes 2 hours, but it's probably only going to take about 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
From your house?
You said it was going to be like an hour and a half. Were you just messing with me?
Oh, I don't think it'll be an hour and a half.
There's,
I
mean, nobody there's traffic, on the road.
Yeah, but I could get to, say, Herndon, where my daughter plays volleyball, in like 35 minutes. So
yeah,
it's another
probably
20 minutes.
Maybe it's 15 minutes further.
Hey, are you going to wear pants today? Because you always wear pants when you play. It's so
hot.
Dude, it's going to be 92
today I'm
going to
wear shorts.
Why would he wear pants today?
He always wears pants when he plays.
I like it size for the golf pants. I don't know.
By the way,
I think guys look hurting with their chicken legs playing golf.
The houses in Raspberry Falls are bald.
Yeah. Does it look different than when I've been there 15 years ago? Like they have a bunch of new homes?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I don't know when Raspberry Falls was built, so that's a good question.
What's that one hole which is severely downhill?
That little par three?
That's not the par three?
No, I don't think it's a par three. I think it's a par four.
No, it's a par four. It's like that's number three.
It's number three.
Yeah.
Kind of gets iced for that hole. Then your drive really seems
and
long.
That, was it? There's also one. I think like 17. That's really it's a short four. That's downhill.
Yeah.
17. So
bunkers on the left.
Raspberry Falls.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take a bite from
Raspberry was nice.
We've been doing this a little bit, taking a bite from J.P. Finley and Pete Haley's article on NBC Sports Washington. They had been doing the bearish or bullish bit, but this one is most likely to succeed. Ooh. And they talk about the defensive front. I mean, one's kind of obvious. Pete Haley goes with Chase Young, most likely to succeed.
What does that mean, succeed?
Raw potential. Well, who's going to have a big season? Who do you think is going to have the biggest season of their guys on defense?
Chase Young.
You think as a rookie, boom, he's going to just make a huge immediate
impact?
Well,
I just think he's the most talented, so I'll just go with the most talented player.
I think Payne might have a big year. Big one.
You're
it's freed up by
Payne
and or Allen. I'm gonna take two guys.
Yeah, Finley went with the Greek freak, Matt Ioannidis.
Ooh. Yeah, Ioannidis has been a beast.
He's had 15 sacks over the last two seasons.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you always talk about the guys from Alabama, Payne and Allen first, and now we're talking about Chase Young and Montez Sweat. He produces. Yeah. I don't know. Bottom line is the defensive front should be really good.
And I think Allen's in a contract year, too. Provides a little extra spark.
And I'm still mystified. I'm still mystified by the stat that they finished top 10 in sacks last year.
That's right.
Yeah. That was the quietest top 10 in history.
With the Nubby Minuski 3-4.
Well, that's how that tells you what that stat means.
Well, kind of.
Well, it doesn't mean anything if it's 3rd and 12 and you're giving up 13.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're not sacking the quarterback if you're giving up 13.
Right. Well, your defense isn't very good on the back end.
Is Minuski just inflating balls down in Lexington for Kentucky? Like he's a quality control assistant? What's he doing for
that? I don't know if he's on campus or not. I think he might still be in Ashburn.
Ah, okay.
By the way, Bucky Brooks, who is a contributor for NFL.com, he said, if Young is as good as advertised, the Washington Redskins are on their way toward becoming a Super Bowl contender.
Oh. What?
Hold on. So he said, if Young what?
If he's as good as advertised.
Does he throw touchdown passes or score touchdowns?
Does he play quarterback?
Well, on their way. I mean, it could be a long way. He's not saying on their way right now.
It's pretty much on their way. 10 years from now,
Right.
You might be on to something.
You'd be sized.
I would be butt-sized.
All right, so what do we got? We got Shaughnessy coming up.
I'm going to say this. He's usually grumpy, so I'm going to be curious how this goes.
He's been good on the show.
Pot calling kettle.
Okay, I know grumpy. How about that?
All right. Well, we can revisit it after the interview. Give us your grump factor.
EB's an expert in grumpy.
Your grump score.
I don't know. I think he's been on the show and he's been good, so he's going to join us to give us his take on the Patriots bringing in Cam Newton, what Bill Belichick is thinking, the loss of Tom Brady, and more. Right here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. You can also catch us on TV on NBC Sports Washington. All right, joining us right now to talk some New England sports is Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. He joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hello, Dan.
So what is the vibe like there with Cam now set to be your starting quarterback?
Oh, they're very excited here. I mean, the Patriots are the top team in town, and you know, like you guys, we're looking for some actual news, some meat, some things to talk about, the absence of games. And since, you know, Brady left on St. Patrick's Day, so that's 3 months ago, and then have this fall in our laps Sunday night, it's been a good week for good for business, good for talking, and a lot to look forward to see how this plays out.
Is this what you saw coming? Because, you know, when everyone kept saying, you know, the Patriots have a plan, the Stidham thing, it didn't make sense to me as the plan. is this what you thought was the plan all along?
Well, you know, we'll never know exactly what their thinking was on this, how much of that was just playing possum or just waiting to the price to come down for Newton to come to them, et cetera. He didn't have a lot of options, I think, at the end, but I think that Bill is always prepared to go in with what's there. I mean, this was they won 11 games with Matt Castle in 2008, and I think believes that the system will prevail and that they have a good defense and they could have got it done at some level. This elevates it certainly. If Newton's healthy, he is your starter, and it gives Stidham another year to learn, and they can proceed here, and I think potentially, you know, kind of being that elite, three or four teams in the conference as opposed to just on top of the crappy AFC East like they always are.
What do you make of the fact that Ron Rivera passed on Cam? Nobody knows him better than Ron. Is that simply that you think he has faith? I know you're guessing from afar, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah, certainly from afar, and I mean, player was hurt. He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in 2 years, 31 years old, taking a million hits. You know, he's certainly a large personality and maybe wasn't adjusting well to the diminished skill set and all the hits he's taken and being a hurt player as opposed to being an MVP in 15. So I don't know any of that, but that's all just from afar. That's what we see. And so they made a decision to go in another direction, and Newton was out there. But there aren't a lot of teams that can basically take a guy and hand him the starting quarterback position, assuming he's healthy. New England was in that position, and you know, we've seen guys come here, and I mean, I think Moss was only 30 when he got here, maybe 31, I forget, but you know, and it was a big reboot for him, and he had a great year and a half, 2 years. So who knows with this thing? It's low risk, potentially high reward, and it's got everybody fired up talking about the Pats again. And again, in the absence of games, it's been a great topic for us here.
I saw something online, and a lot of people would think that maybe Cam Newton's personality, the way he celebrates plays, wouldn't fit in to Bill Belichick's system. But what I saw online was Belichick giving a speech to the guys one time where he was talking about enthusiasm. It doesn't seem like he'll have a problem with it.
You get away with here depending on what your skill set is.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, the rules are different. So it's Bill certainly doesn't invite those things, but he will tolerate them if you're producing. And, yeah, that's sort of the MO here. But, I mean, until we get to the choreography, you got to see if the guy's healthy and can help them win first. If he does those things, you can give him a little nonsense, and Belichick will put up with that.
What about the Richard Sherman argument? I have to say, when I saw what he signed for, I just, you know, sort of instinctively, without thinking about it, I said, well, man, that's pretty good backup money.
Yeah.
And then and I'm like, wow, wait a second. He's going to start over Stidham, right? And then, you know, $7.5 million for starting quarterback, a guy of his caliber, it really is insulting.
Well, if there's no other market, too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's why it's the market. So I never would sign right. on to that. If he could have gotten more and that was important to him, then he's welcome to go do it. If yeah. no one is going to pay him more or it's more important for him to come into a situation where there's an opening and a winning tradition, then he chose that. So I'm not, you know, I like Richard Sherman. I'm not down with him on that one. I mean, that's just too bad. It's what the market will bear. You're not right. paying for past performance at this point, and New England doesn't need to do that. They're, you know, I mean, I think the cap's always phony logic anyway, but they are up against it, and that he would not have been eligible for, you know, some of the big packages. You know, they're not going to be able to give him Elliott kind of money.
Right.
So here's a question, Dan. How much will the offense change? Because, yeah. you know, the knock on Cam Newton is he's not accurate. His career percentage, completion percentage is under 60%. All right, not good. He's not Tom Brady in that category. He's not going to be able to read defenses like Tom could. So do you see it being more of a run heavy, or will it, you know, are they going to try and convince Cam to run more? What do you think?
It's really a good question given, you know, 20 years of Tom Brady and, you know, what you've seen with the cerebral, the short passes, throwing to the backs, check down, change the play, you know, and an intricate system that's hard to learn. And you know, Tom had trouble when his receivers were too young or too dumb to learn it, and that got to be increasingly a problem. So, I mean, I think McDaniels, like a lot of guys, you know, if you look at his Denver record, he likes running quarterbacks. He likes mobility. Most of the O coordinators do. But I think that they will tailor it to what the skill set of the individual is, and that'll be an interesting, you know, thing to watch as this thing moves forward. If Newton's healthy and gets the start, they're not going to ask him to do what Tom was doing. And they don't have great offensive weapons, but it could be, as you say, it could be a run-heavy team because, you know, they have stronger backs than they do wideouts, and now they got a tank quarterback who likes to move. I mean, it sounds weird, but, excuse me, Bill got a lot out of, like, Bill Parcells got a lot out of Vinny Testaverde when they just told him, stop trying to do things you can't do and, you know, just eat it. Take, you know, don't throw the interception, just suck it up. And I think there'll be a measure of that kind of teaching going on here where you don't need to be that much of a risk taker. Defense is really good. Just don't give them the ball and just calm down. And I think he'll be getting that from his head coach, and I think McDaniels will certainly second that motion.
Talking to Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe, and you bring up a good point about Josh McDaniels. He had success with Tim Tebow in Denver.
Right, and that's why I think that people forget that. And I think that, you know, this isn't a 25-year-old Cam Newton. It's a 31-year-old banged-up Cam Newton. But that's going to be the challenge for all of them. And I think that they're not going to make him, you know, be a system, you know, a quarterback, like a game manager. That's not what he is.
Dan, I'm assuming that Bill Belichick and company are expecting a big leap from second-year receiver N'Keal Harry, only 12 catches for 105 and 2 touchdowns as a rookie. When you're picked 32nd overall, you have to produce more than that. I'm expecting more from him in year two, I would think.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because you figure with Brady, it would have been easier to develop with the same guy 2 years in a row. And you know, Tom was kind of, you know, not really generous to the young guys at the end. He didn't really have the patience, and you could see that with him. So I don't know how this will play out with the new system, the new guy, the mobile quarterback. But you're right, you know, wideout's got talent, and we didn't really see it last year. It was short bursts, and a lot of it had to do with, I think, not being in the right place at the right time.
All right, so let's switch to Tom down in Tampa. Obviously has some weapons, new system, you know, a really good offensive coach.
New personality,
yeah. You know, he's breaking the rules and working out with all his buddies. I mean, causing controversy. He's walking into the wrong homes. Yeah, this is not the Tom Brady we're used to seeing. Anyway, what are your expectations with Tom, and like, where do you stack Tampa in a pretty loaded NFC right now?
Yeah, I'm not as optimistic as a lot of people. I don't know. The skill of a 42-year-old quarterback, it just doesn't – I'm not sure it changes that much. And, you know, the Saints are clearly the best team in that division, in my view. I know that there's good wideouts down there, and they lost a lot of close games last year and stuff. So the football people say, you know, yeah, 10, 11, 12 wins, great. But, I mean, I didn't buy in on the Browns last year when they got skilled players coming in on the offensive side of the ball. It was like, they're still the Browns. And in my view, these guys are still the Bucks. And so, you know, I'm sure they're a 500 team, but I'm not into the playoff Super Bowl Bucks just because they have a 42-year-old quarterback who had great success here. I mean, he was limited the last few years, and I think that the system helped him as much as he helped them, that, as we talked about earlier, you know, playing smart, checking down, throwing to the back, short passing game. There's no over-the-top game with Tom Brady anymore. I mean, and that's just not what he does.
Right. I mean, 42 is 42.
Yeah, and I mean, he's really fortunate. He's got a good sense of what's around him and doesn't take a lot of hits. But I think it's arrogant to assume that's going to continue. I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
What about Gronk?
Well, I mean, he's got to get the Gronk body back. I mean, he looks like David Bowie last time I saw him. That's not going to cut it, holding your blocks.
Right.
So I mean, it's just he needs to get back on the program, as they say, and he wasn't the same guy. And again, you know, that guy who's just knocking people over, he's just not that guy anymore. But maybe he'll bulk up and be that guy. I think it's a stretch. I didn't like it. You know, you retire, now you're coming back to be with Tom. It's got too much NBA flavor to it. Like, hey, let's get the gang together down here and we'll do this. You know, I'm not a fan.
All right, so I wanted to switch here to talk baseball. I guess the players, depending on what team, what city, are starting meeting here this weekend for the July 23rd start, July 24th, whatever. Now, we're seeing some players kind of bow out for different reasons. You know, we talked about it on this show. Ryan Zimmerman's going to be out, citing, you know, a young family and a mother that's got MS. Joe Ross said, I'm out too. Both of his parents are doctors, and he just doesn't want to risk it. What are you hearing from the Red Sox viewpoint? Are any of those players contemplating just sitting out the 60 games?
Not that I'm aware of. We haven't had any vibe of that, but it's like everything. No one talks to anybody anymore. Those days are over. You know, now it's just all, you know, Zooming or whatever the team wants to tell you. So it's going to be hard to get information moving forward here. So nothing has broken in this camp to our knowledge as they get toward Friday. So I think you will see more of that. I understand that. And a lot of it's the dough is so low for these guys. Some of them are actually have already gotten all their money, and others will be playing for very low percentages given what they were staked in March because of them being on the lower end of it. So, and I totally understand that. And plus, it's a 60-game season. It's kind of a throwaway deal anyway. So, yeah, I think you're definitely going to see more of that.
Yeah, I've been arguing for the last few days that I don't know how much every player is really going to win or want to win.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the motivation is, like you said. I mean, a lot of these guys have already got their money. Now, maybe the younger guys, they're trying to earn spots for next year. But do you think that's a factor?
Well, it's case by case. I mean, Mookie Betts is going into his walk year, and he's only got 60 games to do it now. Those guys certainly want to show what they got or make people remember what they had, whatever you want to call it. And like you say, you know, guys want to keep their careers going and be, you know, make more money moving forward. This is a chance to do that. Talked to Francona about it last week, and, you know, he was more optimistic than I thought. He says, hey, you know, end of July, we're all tied for first place. 60 games, this could be fun. That's the way we're going to do it. We're going to tell guys, you know, you're going to have to police yourselves now. It's not going to be any crowd booing you. If you don't run out of ball, we got to do that ourselves. And just that whole attitude. And he said, this stuff goes in the back of your baseball card once we start. So just it's going to count. And be mindful of that. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of knuckleheads in every clubhouse, every locker room I've been in, every press box for that matter. So, yeah, I mean, human nature takes over. Some of the motivators aren't there. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
Talking to Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe. Switch gears once again. Let's talk a little hoop. So a month from now, they're going to start the NBA season if everything goes as planned. And the Celtics were a team that they're not where the Bucks are in the Eastern Conference, but in this wacky playoff scenario with no fans and no home court advantage, Maybe they got a great chance to get to the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum has really emerged.
Yeah, I think the home court advantage, the neutralizing all that is huge. The NBA, that's just a big thing. So the Bucks got screwed as far as that goes. Celtics, you know, got a lot of young Bucks. Good coach. We don't know what this will look like or who's been taking care of themselves or how it's going to be out of the jump. If they ever play, that's still kind of up in the air in my view, all of these sports. But in any event, yeah, if they get going, I think that the East is – everything's wide open down there. And I wish they weren't – I wish they were only taking 16 teams. I don't think it's necessary to have these other bumps in there at the start. But
like the Wizards, maybe?
Wall's not playing, right?
No, he's not.
See, there you go.
Hey, but the Wizards could make the playoffs if more Nets players test positive for coronavirus. They've had five guys drop out already.
That's something to root for, huh? Way to go. But, yeah, so it's just a, like, again, there's no one knows anything because there's just no baseline for this. We don't know. But I think Boston, because of the age of some of their players and you know, like you say, wanting to prove and emerge in the big spotlight, be on TV, yeah, I think all this stuff helps the teams that aren't quite as good and hurts the teams that are the best, in my view. That's the one thing. The baseball, the basketball, hockey's always like that. But in any event, a lot of you, the strengths that, or the things that you earned are neutralized now by playing a short thing and not having home court, not having fans.
Dan, appreciate the time. It's Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep. All right, coming up next, going to give listeners a chance to win a $25 gift
quick
card.
Quick hang up there.
To Founding Farmers. 10th caller, the very popular Caller 10 game cakes, will get the $25 gift card to Founding Farmers. All Founding Farmers, farmers, fishers, bakers, and farmers and distillers are officially open. Reservations are required for patio and indoor dining, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch. That's courtesy of Founding Farmers. So give us a call at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. I need to thank Papa John's and Shaquille O'Neal. I just was delivered the Shaq-a-roni.
Really?
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal himself conceived it. The Shaq-a-roni is an extra-large pizza made with Papa John's fresh, never-frozen, 6-ingredient dough, topped with extra cheese and extra pepperoni, then cut into the Papa John's largest slice size to date. The Shaq-a-roni will be available in all U.S. Papa John's locations for order during each location store hours, June 29th through August 23rd.
I'm a little bit jelly.
Let me see.
Justin when do Isabella, I get a Shaq-a-roni?
Justin Isabella already dove into the Shaq-a-roni. But you know the funny thing about Shaq-a-roni, he's so big. This is an extra large pizza, right? And it has extra pepperoni. But even on the picture, you see his massive hand. It's just bigger than the slice of pizza.
Well, he's 7 feet tall, Ricky. Of course he's got a big, giant hand.
Why don't you take a bite of it right now? I'm just getting jealous.
And I will.
Hungry right now.
Shaq-a-roni. Let's give it your JP Portnoy rating on the pizza.
That is so
10 out of 10.
Now you got to take a bite out of the crust. Got to take a bite out of the crust.
Papa John's is so good.
One bite. Everybody knows the rules. There you go. What do you think? Drabby, I want to do my cake, my bakery thing.
I know. Well, I mean,
we're going to have to solicit. That's what we'll have to do.
I thought we did.
No, we'll have to be a little bit more aggressive.
Did anybody tip the Papa John's driver?
Hopefully.
Yeah, JP, did you tip the Papa John's driver?
I was down here. I actually saw it. I have a little window here, and I saw some guy walking up with a mask, and I was like, what's doing? And then the next thing I know, there's Papa John's upstairs. Yeah,
Jason, what would you have done? So, I mean, I've had a rack of people at my house lately, right? And that's why I'm broke. I'm literally bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And I had the Monster Tree guys. If you need your tree service, hit me up. But so, I mean, these guys are unbelievable. In fact, my son said when he gets healthy, this is what he wants to do in his summers. He wants to get all roped in and climb up these trees and cut these branches down.
Oh.
I had like five guys with the tree company out here. Mm-hmm. And after they were done, they were just kind of sitting on the front, on the grass as they were getting ready to load all their equipment up. And it just dawned on me, I probably should have tipped these guys. And I didn't.
Well, did you get comp the service?
I mean, we're working out. No, I mean, I'm paying, but we're working out a
deal,
an arrangement.
Nice deal.
I'm working
nice
out an
deal.
Arrangement, but they're going to get paid. They're not doing it for free. They're getting paid.
Yeah, right, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they expect a tip. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know if they did either, but I mean, the guys, I have one tree here that they estimated is 100 feet tall. That's how tall it is. And these guys are up there, say 60, 70 feet in the air. And
way
the guy
above
told
the power
me,
lines. So
say
much
again?
Higher, so much higher than the power lines.
So much higher.
Now, how did I beat you to that? Slipping.
Well, there are no, I know no one cares, but there are no power lines in the backyard. But they're so high up there. But the guy told me that these guys that climb these trees and do this for a living, they tend to all be in there like, they start in their teenage years. And they do it in their 20s. And then once they get to their early 30s, they have to retire.
Right.
Because it's so hard on their bodies.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's
sounds
so
like
hard on their
work.
Well, just the climbing.
Yeah.
They said they have no fear of heights. They don't care. It's just the you know, it's just climbing up these trees and then, you know, they're cutting these huge branches off. The guy uses a chainsaw. He's a genius with a chainsaw. He's this little Hispanic guy, probably about 5'4", and he uses a chainsaw with one hand. So he's up there, Cakes, 100 feet in the air.
Right.
He's going, knocks that down. I mean, the guy literally.
I can't relate. I mean,
he could be in the circus with what he's doing.
Yeah. Cakes doesn't even like to climb a regular size ladder.
This is correct, because people fall off ladders all the time.
Yeah.
Look up ladder injuries / deaths.
Yeah.
Get on the Google and check that out, JP.
So, Jason, I feel like you would have given each guy like a case of Corona or something. Like, I know you would have at least given him something out
the
of your
beer,
garage.
Not the virus.
I probably would have.
Yeah, exactly.
I probably would have.
You would have done something. I know you.
I might have offered him lunch. I probably would have bought him a Papa John's pizza.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe,
I probably
maybe the shakaroni. I'll get him a shakaroni and hook him.
They were so nice.
But I don't know if I'm tipping them all $20.
That's what I thought I should have done.
Extra Hunsky. I don't know if I'm doing that.
I mean, belt tightening. There's been some belt tightening going on.
Yeah,
right. A lot of belt tightening.
Unless you got comp the service, then, of course, I'd tip them.
I mean, maybe if you tipped them 20 back in the day, maybe now 5. I don't know.
Right.
Or
I botched it.
None.
Oh, by the way, the guy Alva, who has the Monster Tree Service in Montgomery County, he gave me one of these for each of you guys. They're in the box. I just took this one out of the box.
Uh-huh.
But they're silly chargers that they have 9 different little tips on them. So whatever tip you need, you know, you take that off. Boom. Ooh. Boom. So
very nice.
Yeah. Remind me. I might be
calling Alva because I've told you I got a tree I need that needs to come down. It certainly needs to be trimmed at the very least.
Well, it's ridiculous what they do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure they're awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, hit me up on Twitter. But I got these little power blocks. I don't know. He's an entrepreneur. He's got this biz, too.
So, look, I wanted to bring this up since Valdez is back from the beach. We did bring up this story yesterday.
He doesn't want to be back, by the way. He wants to go right back right
now.
And
who wouldn't? But Valdez truly would appreciate the story more than any of the four of us.
Okay.
I believe we have the audio of Ian Poulter at the Travelers.
Oh, yeah.
Can we play that, Valdez?
Ah. just get that. Supposed to be more silent than that.
I mean, so that Goff, Goff plus flatulence is this is a Valdez Super
plus.
Bowl.
It's A plus. Yeah, so that's Chalmers teeing off, and Poulter just
right next to the boom mic.
He busted one.
Yeah, then he boomed one.
Perfect. Did he say it was supposed to be silent?
Yeah,
that's just great.
Sometimes that happens. You never know what you're gonna, if it's going to be silent or not, Kay.
Did he do the old lift the leg bit?
No, that's what I do. I always do that, or I pull back there to make sure that there's air.
You want to hear that again? I want to hear that. I want to hear
that.
Put
the cheeks.
Perfect time.
Sounds like our bathroom stalls now.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you get that?
Hey, honestly, without getting too gross
into it, I think
Poulter
might be my favorite golfer now.
I know we've debated this before, but, like, why do guys find that hysterical and girls don't? And honestly, I know girls rip them, but they're much more quiet. They don't rip epic ones like that.
No,
guys
like
do that,
that
on the regular.
No, right. Women are right. Not
designed
that way.
I've told Drab to pull my finger three times today.
Right.
So stupid. Not once, not twice, three times.
But why do males find that hysterical and just,
because we're more primitive. We're not as refined.
I thought you were going to say because we're more advanced.
No, no, I can't possibly.
But
either,
I mean,
be the reason.
Do we on average fart equally?
No.
Like if
don't no
they,
chance. I think it probably depends on diet and different things. But I mean, I know.
No,
for
no,
fact,
no. I think they do like an
cakes,
average American might.
Okay, but
do
cakes,
it like 20 times in a day.
Cakes farts more than
it's like burping.
Cakes farts more than anybody I know in the studio.
You're probably true.
Yeah, it's because okay. He has 10 beers a night.
Right.
10.
That's a problem.
But, but my point
two
is.
Two or three morphs into 10.
If a guy, let's say the average guy that rips 15, and that's probably low, rips 15 in a day.
That's pretty
the average
high,
woman, average woman's got to be in a similar vein, and you never hear it.
We should have a junkies fart contest where all of us record a fart, then we try to match it to see whose is whose.
It's not bad.
We try to guess, guess each other's flatulence.
No, that's didn't Don and Mike used to do the secret sound?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ours could be the secret fart.
Could we also get girls, like saleswomen, to record theirs?
Good luck.
Yeah, in 2006.
Yeah. Determine if it's a guy or a girl tooting.
I can pull some tomorrow. Then you guys can guess if it's a guy or a girl.
Why don't you invite Dina down there today, Eric?
Yeah, rip one.
Or have her record a few.
After your wife is pregnant, she's probably ripping a few. We wait,
oh, probably
100%.
Yeah.
She's ripping them for three.
But Ian Poulter, he's not like denying it. Like, remember that guy that was running?
Oh, he's embracing it.
Remember the guy that was running for president? I think it was Democrat. I can't remember his exact name.
Swalwell.
Yeah. He denied it.
He stinks.
They always like come up with some story like the desk was moving.
You would have got more votes if you.
It was an office chair. I'm sure an office chair makes that noise.
Right. All right, we got to get out of here. Granddaddy, they're up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.